Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is from the book of Exodus chapter 24, the verses 1 to 11. Exodus 24, 1 to 11. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You are to worship at the distance, but Moses alone is to approach the Lord. The others must not come near, and the people may not come up with him." When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, "Everything the Lord has said we will do." Moses then wrote down everything the Lord had said. He got up early the next morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in bowls, and the other half he splashed against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it to the people. They responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said, we will obey." Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like a pavement made of lapis lazuli, as bright blue as the sky. But God did not raise his hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. My theme for this reflection is faithful obedience, sacred rituals, and divine encounters. Faithful obedience, sacred rituals, and divine encounters. When we read about the confirmation of the covenant in the Bible, it is like unwrapping a layered story that speaks to us on multiple levels. Let us break it down into simpler terms and see what we can learn from it. First, think about how the people promised to do everything the Lord commanded. It is like when we make a promise to someone we respect deeply, we intend to keep it because we value that relationship. This part of the story teaches us about being true to our word and fully committing to the promises we make, especially in our spiritual lives. Then there is the part about setting up an altar and offering sacrifices. This might sound a bit foreign to us today, but it is really about showing respect and honor in a way that was meaningful at that time. It teaches us that our actions in worship and how we honor our commitments are important. It is not just about going through the motions, but understanding and feeling the weight of what we are doing. Finally, there is this amazing moment where Moses and the elders actually see God. This is huge because it challenges the idea that God is too far and too different from us to understand. It reminds us that sometimes in our own lives, we might experience moments that feel close to the divine, moments that are hard to explain, but change us in some way. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we be truer to our promises, especially those related to our faith and values? Two, have we experienced moments that felt particularly close to the divine, and how have these moments affected us? Dear God, thank you for the lessons we learn from stories of the past. Help us to be true to our promises, just like the people who committed to following your commands. Teach us to find deep meaning in our rituals and actions, making our worship genuine and heartfelt. And in those rare moments when we feel especially close to you, help us to understand and cherish these experiences. Guide us to use these lessons to grow in our faith and walk closer with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.